evening, everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield Conference call. What a phenomenal call we have lined up for you guys tonight. So I'm going to jump straight into things and go right to Durant, Oklahoma, to a Platinum Executive Director, Millionaire Club member. But the most important thing is that he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
Yes, I am. Jeremy, can you hear me okay?
You're coming across perfect.
All right. Well, I want to remind everyone tonight, Jeremy, that we're still running our contest that will determine a new logo for the More Success Team. We ask you to please go to our website or get on our Facebook book to actually view all the details. We're going to pick the top three out of the whole list this week. I think there's 18 or 20 entries so far. If you would like to make a new entry, make sure and get it in this week. Then we're going to whittle that down to the top three. And, of course, the winner will receive $100 cash plus a free ticket to next year's More Success Team retreat. So make sure that everybody takes advantage of that. If you want some input, who the winner will be, then you need to vote and then let us know what your top three are. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I want to go straight to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he's an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, a $500,000 ring earner who continues to lead our More Success Team now after over 30 years, and that's none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore, are you on?
Yes, sir, Ray, and I'm very pleased to be on. I want to thank everybody that's been praying for your mother. She's feeling better. Got a long ways to go yet, but she's feeling a whole lot better. So thank everybody. You know, Randy, we have so much in life to be thankful for. We got a good country, we got good homes to live in, we got a good God that looks after us, a good company, a good product with good pay. But sometimes adversity hits us. A sickness, illness, different things hit us. And this next speaker has had some of that adversity. But I'm telling you, a real, real trooper, just a fantastic More Success Team worker. I just don't know what all I could say so good about him. Silver Executive Director, always in Performance Club, always Power 20, working hard through adversity and overcoming life challenges. He's been on the team for 15 years, and I'm happy to say she's not only a trooper, the great friend of the More Success Team, my friend and your friend, Randy, Miss Tracy Cooksey.
Good evening. Can you hear me okay?
Tracy, I believe you have somebody that we need to congratulate tonight, don't you?
I do. That's the very first thing I want to do is my newest recruit, Kevin Risley from Tulsa, Oklahoma, qualified Fast Start and has advanced to Senior Associate.
Well,
I am extremely, extremely proud of him and happy to announce that.
And you should, you should be. But Tracy, it's your show. I know you do great. We love you. We appreciate you. And it's your show. Go for it.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Moore. Actually, I joined Legal Shield in 1994, so it has been 21 years. I walked away from a 15-year nursing career because I was so burned out. I missed Christmas mornings with my boys because of work. I missed ball games. I missed school programs. But the final straw for me was when, even though I had weeks of sick leave and vacation, I was forced to miss the last Mother's Day tea I would ever be invited to because my youngest son was in the grade that they stopped doing them after that. I said to my boss, "I don't understand here. You don't understand." I said, "There is a little blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy whose world is going to come crashing down if his mother cannot come to the Mother's Day tea." And she looked at me and she said, "No, Tracy, you don't understand. You want a job? You don't have that day off." And I was crushed. I had to go home and tell that little blonde-haired, blue-eyed boy that his mama could not be at the Mother's Day tea. And with the biggest alligator tears rolling down his face I have ever seen, he looked at me and said, "It's okay, Mama, I understand." And I thought, how can you understand? I don't understand. Greg went to the Mother's Day tea. He very proudly wore the Mrs. Cooksey name badge that my son has had made for me. And I cried all afternoon between patients. They owned my life, and it was not okay. And I wanted out. Interestingly enough, a couple of weeks later, I was driving or riding along to Minneapolis-St. Paul with a girlfriend of mine whose name is Denise. We were in her little black, shiny Mercedes, and I noticed on the speedometer that she was doing 80, and there was a highway patrolman behind us. So I looked in the side mirror and saw the highway patrolman, and I looked at her speedometer and saw 80, And I looked back again and saw the highway patrolman, and I looked back at her speedometer, and it didn't change. And I finally said, Denise. She said, what? I said, are you not remotely concerned about the gentleman behind us? She said, no, not at all. I said, why? She said, I have Legal Shield. I said, what is that? She said, oh, I'll tell you about it sometime, and changed the subject. We went on. The guy never pulled us over. We did whatever it was we were doing up there and came back home. And about a week later, she called me and said, so do you want to hear about this? I said, yes, I do. She came over. Didn't take me but a matter of minutes to see that we needed that, and we were average America. So if we needed that, then everybody we knew needed that. So I said to her, Denise, why do you do this? And she said, what do you mean? I said, is there money in it? She said, yeah. I said, tell me about it. She said, I can't. I don't understand it. I said, then sign me up and we'll figure it out together. So that was the beginning of my career, and I walked away from nursing at that time. In 1994, nobody in Kansas was working Legal Shield. Nobody taking it seriously. I had no idea the Moore family even existed. Didn't know I had an upline. I had no tools to work with. I had a picture of football legend Roger Staubach, because he was a stockholder, and a placemat brochure. The only thing I had going for me was I understood the membership and I believed in it. So I started. Did I mess up? Lord, yes, I messed up. I cried all the way home from appointments sometimes because I blew it so bad. But I was determined to get it right, and I believed that I could. I understood that there were only two choices in life. You either hate losing bad enough to change, or you hate changing bad enough to lose. I was losing as a nurse, and I knew it. I was losing valuable time with my children that I could not recoup. I didn't want to lose anymore. I knew how to be a nurse. I understood the human body and how it fits together and how it works and what might be wrong if it wasn't working. But I was not born knowing that. I studied it. So I knew I had to study again. I knew the company was great. I knew the membership worked. And other people had succeeded at selling it. So I was the only factor. I had to learn. I want to point something out here that I think is important. We all know that when we start a new job, we are given a 90-day probationary period. You get 90 days to figure out this new job and either make it or not. Companies recognize the importance of that. They know it takes time to really get a grip on a job. We allow ourselves that in the workplace, but yet when we don't succeed with the first try at Legal Shield, we sometimes say it won't work and we quit trying. What's up with that? In a job, we get 90 days of learning time. If you subtract the weekends, that leaves 58 actual working days. 58 days times 8 hours a day equals 464 hours of work before a company expects you to be proficient. If an appointment takes an hour to do, you got to do 464 of them before you decide if it's going to work for you or not. So if you did 464 appointments and only half of them bought the membership, at manager-level pay, that's over $23,000. And I think that's worth hanging in there for. And bear in mind, you wouldn't stay at manager-level pay. You cannot quit trying after just a few appointments. That's not even enough to get your feet wet. Excuse me, I got allergies right now. I remember one associate in my organization told me he couldn't get his five sales in. I said, have you made five appointments? He said, no. Well, now, how can you make five sales if you don't make five appointments? So if you're new or if you're working with someone new, give them some slack. Allow some slack to yourself. All you have to know is enough to be able to set an appointment, get to a meeting, or use a tool. And that's pretty simple. But you have to do it today, not next week. Can't put it off. Nobody ever takes a new job and says, I understand the 90-day probation period, but I want to start mine 6 months from now. Because it doesn't cut it, and we all know it. So you start immediately. No excuses, no negotiation. I read everything I could get my hands on about self-improvement. I studied attitudes and how to make mine better. When I finally did figure out there was a corporate office, I went down there and I learned all I could about this company and the membership because I knew if I did not succeed, I had to go back to nursing. And that was not an option in my mind. I finally did get it right. I mastered the presentation. And as long as I worked, it worked. My income very quickly exceeded my nursing income and all was well. In 1999, I was an executive director, well on my way to earning my $100,000 ring, and life was great. And on July 12th of that year, I was diagnosed with breast cancer, out of the blue. I was devastated. I cried like a baby. Why now? I was afraid. No, I wasn't afraid. I was terrified. I was angry. There wasn't anybody in particular to be angry at, so I was just angry at everyone. I can actually remember sitting in my living room looking out the window at the cars going by, and I was mad at the people driving by my house. Their lives were unchanged, and mine would never be the same. Talk about a pity party. I figured out pretty fast that the grief I was feeling, along with the anger and the fear, could overcome me if I let it. It could undo all of the attitude stuff I had tried so hard to learn, and I simply couldn't let that happen. The first thing I did was I looked at myself in the bathroom mirror, and I said, Tracy, there has never been anything put before you to do that you did not do well, and I will be damned if cancer is the first. Then I calculated the number of days I had lived up to that point, and it was 15,000 some, and I calculated the number of days I planned to continue living after cancer was over, another 15,000 some. And I told myself that out of 30,000 plus total days of life, I could do anything for 200. And that became my mantra. It helped me keep my perspective. I had several surgeries. I took chemo. I went bald and I puked. Every day when Greg left for work in the morning, he would look at me and say, the human brain has 60,000 thoughts a day, every day. You have total control over every one of them. What do you choose to think about today? I chose to exercise that control one thought at a time. I had to do that to survive. I believe that what you do in periods of high stress is whatever you would have done had the stress not occurred. So in an attempt to keep my life as normal as possible and to control what little I could, I worked. I sold memberships over the phone from the bed, and Greg helped me keep up with the paperwork. Even through cancer, there was never a month I did not produce memberships. I beat that cancer and I got well. I got back in the saddle and went back to work. But when the cat's away, the mice will play, so my organization was a little bit smaller than it had been before I got sick. I lost some momentum, but I built it once. I could and I would build it again. So I got it back to where it was before, even got to silver executive director. And in July of 2004, my precious sister lost her battle with cancer, the exact same cancer that I had survived. And I loved that woman with all of my heart. She had always been there for me, and then she was gone. And my heart was truly broken. At the ripe old age of 50, she had to tell me goodbye, and I had no choice but to let her go. I lost focus again for a short while, but once again, in an attempt to keep my life as normal as I could, I kept producing memberships, because even when your heart is broken, life goes on. Again, life returned to normal, and I worked, and life was good. And in May of 2009, I was diagnosed with lung cancer. No symptoms whatsoever. Completely out of the blue. You want to talk about a shock. Not what I had planned on doing with myself that year. I am pretty sure I let some bad words slip when they told me that one. And again, I cried like a baby. All I could think was, dear Lord, not again. And when they told me what they were going to do to me, I discovered that I just thought the first time was tough. I had super aggressive chemotherapy and radiation therapy at the same time, because that was optimal. Every single day for 40 days. I went bald again, and I puked again. Then they gave me a couple of weeks off, hallelujah, to rest, and then did the surgical removal of 30% of my right lung. I woke up in intensive care with needles coming out of every space they could possibly put one in. I even had needles in my jugular vein. That was the first. It was a 16-week recovery. And there were times I thought I would never crawl on top of this one. Hardest thing I ever had to do. But again, I tried to do what I would have done had this not happened. I put one foot in front of the other, and again, I won the battle. And through that episode, there was never a month I did not produce, because that was the one thing I could cling to, and the one thing I could do that kept me feeling like I had control over some small portion of my life. It made my life feel a little bit normal, and that was very important. I had cancer, but cancer did not have me, because I didn't let it. One more event that I want to share with you was that in 2012, my dad had a major stroke. Up to and including the day of his stroke, Dad rode his bicycle 5 miles a day every day, the picture of health. This is the man that taught me everything I know, the man that taught me to believe I could do anything I set my mind to. Throughout my life, including cancers, this man never let go of my hand. I love him more than life itself. In the period following the stroke, he was in intensive care for 7 weeks, and his brain was not working right at all. So I was with him 24 hours a day. He needed me, and I did not leave him. He did not understand that he could not get up. His left side no longer worked. So every night, I parked my recliner at the edge of the foot of his bed on the right side. All night long, he would throw his right foot out of the bed in an attempt to get up. He would kick me with it, which woke me up, and I would say, Dad, what are you doing? He'd say, I'm going to get up. I said, you can't. And the fight was on. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Yes, I can. No, you can't. But I would get him settled down eventually, and he would go back to sleep. We had some really tough times as he began to heal. At one point, the staff wanted him to do something that he didn't want to do. I was trying to encourage him, and he screamed at me, you don't know what it's like to lay here in this bed after a stroke. I responded with, Daddy, you're right, I don't. And I have laid in some beds that you don't understand, but let me ask you this. When I was in intensive care, after my lung surgery, and I wanted to die so bad I could taste it, and I was begging them to leave me alone and just don't hurt me anymore, would it have been okay with you if I'd quit? He said, no. I said, it's not okay with me if you quit either. You have to keep trying. God left you here for a reason. The stroke did not take you, so you have to try. So he did. We held on to each other, and he kept trying. He learned to walk again with me there every step of the way. Medicare would only cover physical therapy so many times a week, so I did the same therapies with him on the days that they couldn't do it. My dad has a temper, and he let it fly sometimes. My sisters would cower and retreat, and I'd just look at him and ask him where he thought I got my temper and gave it right back to him. But it kept him fighting, and that's what mattered. Today he is in assisted living, and we are still together. I see him every day. We work on puzzles to keep his brain sharp. I take him out to eat. We go play at the casino. And I've had more fun with him in the last 2 years and learned more about him than ever before. And we continue to share this thing called life. I'm not telling you any of this to whine about my life. I would be the first to tell you I've had an incredibly phenomenal life, and I wouldn't trade a minute of it. I tell you these things to share the lessons that I have learned. The first thing is, remember, there are only two choices. You either hate losing bad enough to change, or you hate changing bad enough to keep losing. I had no idea how to do this business when I started. It required that I learn and that I change. I wanted control of my life. I wanted time freedom. I wanted out of nursing bad enough to do whatever it took. I read everything I could get my hands on. I stood close to anyone that had been a success at this and listened to every word they said. I attended every corporate event without hesitation, and it was worth every bit of the effort it took because it worked. It all came together, and it changed who I was. It prepared me. Second thing I learned is that you just don't quit. No matter what comes your way, you keep going. Life will throw you. There's an old saying that says, if you ain't been thrown, you ain't been riding. Expect life to be hard sometimes. It's called reality. My dad always says that life is what happens when you're planning something else. So when those times come that you want to quit, close your eyes. Remember what it's like to have a job and a boss and someone else in control of your life. I started carrying a saying in my wallet when I first joined Legal Shield, and I still carry it today. It says, people are my business, the world is my office, and God is my boss. You want to talk about freedom? Third is that those first two things led me to the reality of where I am today. If I had not learned how to change, if I had not learned how to adjust my attitude so that it could not be sidetracked, if I had not learned how to stick to it, no matter what it might be, would I have survived cancer twice? I have no idea where I would be now if I had quit, but I do know where I am now, and I love it. Finally, I learned to thank God every day of my life for this opportunity. I guarantee you, there is nothing else that I could have done with the last 21 years of my life that would have put me in the place I am in. With each round of cancer, I did not have to ask anybody if I could take time off of work. I worked for myself. I was the boss. I took the time I needed. I did not have to ask anyone if I could take the day off to hold my sister's hand as she lay dying and took her last breaths. I worked for myself. That decision was mine. I didn't have to call in on some job when my dad had his stroke. I worked for myself. So I was there every step of the way. Dad will tell you today that if it wasn't for me, he wouldn't be here. I would add to that if it wasn't for Legal Shield, I could not have been there. It's been 21 years since I signed my associate agreement. It's gone by so quickly. And my worst day at Legal Shield still beats the thunder out of my best day at nursing. to this to me, this didn't work. I talk to people for a living. I help people. Do something you love and the money will follow. That's just how life works. You have to decide that failure is not an option. You have to decide that very firmly and down to the very core of your being. I am not good. I don't have any ability that you can't learn. But I made that decision firmly in 1994, and I never looked back. Through 21 years, there has never been a month I didn't produce memberships. I have never missed Performance Club since its inception, and I never will. The late Wilburn Smith said one time, if selling Legal Shield was a crime, and you got pulled over for it, would there be enough evidence in your car to convict you? Always have your stuff with you. Always be ready to sell a membership. If you are not prepared, it's kind of hard to sell anything. If you don't sell anything, you don't make Performance Club. If you don't make Performance Club, they don't make your car payment. This is a no-brainer, folks. When Performance Club started, we were required to have 10 points, not 5. And we did it. And I tell you now that if they raised it to 15 points tomorrow, I still wouldn't miss, because it is worth every ounce of effort it takes. No matter what life throws at you, remember that if you can see up, you can get up. When life knocks you down, as it will, take a minute to catch your breath, but you got to get up and get back in the saddle. It does take courage, but remember that courage is not the absence of fear. It is the intense belief that something else is simply more important. People need this membership. Learn what you need to learn to sell it. Get out there and tell the story. The rest will take care of itself. You do not know what your future holds. I would never have dreamed I would have cancer twice, nor would I have guessed that learning what I needed to know to do this business could have prepared me to survive it twice. So do it now. Build like they're going to tell you you have cancer tomorrow. Get passionate and live every day as if it were your last. I am still learning. I listen to motivational CDs every day. I still read. I still listen to people that have made this business work. I still attend corporate events without hesitation because I still learn, and I get better when I learn more. Cancer is very prevalent in my family, and it may come back and get me in the end, but I guarantee you, I'm pretty likely to try to sell the Undertaker. Chances are good I'm going to recruit him on the way out, and I will go out screaming, man, what a ride my life has been. And all I can say is, thank you, Legal Shield. That's my story, Kenneth.
Great job, Tracy. And I apologize. I meant to tell you 15 years as a nurse and 21 years. You know, you've known me a long time. I screw up often. So, but I'm telling you, what a marvelous story, what a marvelous testimony for you, marvelous testimony for your dad, and certainly a good testimony what Legal Shield can do when properly administrated and how it can help you through some hard times. We love you, Tracy. We love you, Tracy. We appreciate you very much. Thank you for doing the call tonight for us. I'm sure Randy wants to say a few things. God bless you, Tracy.
Thank you, Kenneth, and I treasure you guys every bit as much, if not more, than you treasure me.
Thank you so much, and congratulations one more time to you gentlemen. That is great.
Thank you.
Randy?
Yeah, Tracy, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Tracy, you truly inspire me. You know, I can relate to a lot of things you've gone through. I have the utmost respect for what you had to go through. But we've got a few Millionaire Club members and top executive directors on our team may have a question for you. Would that be okay?
Sure.
All right, let's just start in the state of Alabama with Millionaire Club member Mr. Jimmy Parrish. Mr. Parrish, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Tracy, I've never heard your story, and I know you were in my group school last month in Ada, sitting on the back row. And I wish I had known that so we could have gotten up and let you share that in front of all those people. Wow, what a tremendous testimony of perseverance and sticking to it. And I'm just thank you so much for sharing a couple of days with us last month and just been following your career for as long as I've been in the business, not quite as long as you have. But, again, it helps me to know how to pray for you more every day and just to support you and what you're doing to bless people throughout North America with our business. So thank you so much for sharing tonight and for blessing me. And, again, I'm just so sorry I didn't get a chance to have you share with our group last month.
Thank you, Jimmy. I very much enjoyed your group school last month.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's go out to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on the call?
Yes, Yes, I am. Tracy, beautiful job. Beautiful, beautiful job.
Thank you, Linda.
I'm just kind of curious, is there anything in particular that you read or listen to that keeps you inspired? Because, you know, sometimes we need inspiration that definitely comes from without ourselves. Is there anything in particular that you can think of that maybe would maybe empower some of the people that are on the line right now?
I'm listening to a series right now that is called Confidence of a Champion. And I'm trying to reach it to tell you who it's by. It's a CD set. And it is by Life Leadership. And it is an excellent, excellent series. I just finished recently another set by them, Life Leadership, that was called Rascal. And it's about the personality type that you have to develop to be able to do this business or any other kind of business like this, anything that you're self-employed at. It was an absolute wonderful, wonderful series. So I have found that I like the Life Leadership series. They have lots and lots of different titles, and that's what I'm listening to right now.
Really cool. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, Linda.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda. Let's go up to Stillwater, Oklahoma, and to another gentleman that's a Millionaire Club member that's overcome a lot of adversity himself, and that's none other than Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on?
Absolutely, Randy. Gene and I are both here, and we count Tracy a real friend, very much an inspiration. And Tracy, I want to tell you, you embody what Gene and I believe, and what we always sign when we sign of profiles or whatever, the be do have. If you've ever seen me sign anything, whatever, I always sign it be do have. Be committed to do whatever it takes to have what you want. And you are absolutely an inspiration. We appreciate you very much.
Thank you, and I treasure you and Jane and the relationship that we have.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Peterman. Let's go out to the state of South Carolina and another top leader on the team, Mr. Tony Barkley. Mr. Barkley, are you on the call?
That I am, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yes, I just want to let this incredible woman know how much, obviously, she's inspired me and motivated me. I haven't dealt with any of those health challenges, but at the end of the day, ma'am, all you did was eliminate all excuses. And we just don't have any. We just got to go to work. And so we appreciate your leadership and you sharing this great testimony with us tonight. God bless you, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tony, for that. Let's go back to the state of Oklahoma and another Millionaire Club member, Mr. Harold Pinson. Mr. Pinson, are you on? Are you on, Mr. Pinson? He may have himself muted out. So while he's trying to unmute, let's go back to the state of Arizona and to Mr. Alex Gardner, who was our speaker last week. Mr. Gardner, are you on?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Randy. And, wow, what a great talk and training. Tracy, I've never heard your story, so you're a blessing to countless people tonight, and we appreciate all the information that you shared. And I just think that, you know, the cream really rises at the top in this company, and I appreciate all that, you know, that you've overcome, and I just think there's just so many awesome people that have stuck with it, stuck and stayed, and I think we just have an amazing nucleus and core that's going to take us to the next level in this company. So thank you for all that you've done and for all that you've shared with us tonight.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Did Mr. Harold Pinson ever make it back?
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can now, Harold. Go right ahead.
Hey, Tracy, I need part of your story, but I didn't know all your story. What? That's incredible. About all that you've been through, and you've persevered through all of it, and just like Mr. Barkley said, there's no excuses. And I appreciate your friendship over the years, and, you know, your best days are yet to come. And I can't wait to see you walking across stage to get that big ring.
You know, I should have got it in 1999, but I think I do have a few good excuses, don't I? I mean,
hey,
I still produced.
You do. That just shows you whatever you're going up against, don't quit.
Yeah, exactly. And thank you, and I treasure my relationship with you and Kathy, too.
Well, thank you so much.
Tracy, you don't
yes,
have
sir.
An excuse. You had a reason.
Yes, I did. I had a
wonderful
reason.
Yeah, excuses, you know, just a skinful. Well, I won't say what I started doing. My pastor got after me one time. But anyhow, you don't have an excuse. You've got reasons. There is a difference between excuse and reason. And I salute you, young lady.
Thank you. And I still make way more than I would be making as a nurse. So I'm just happy as a clam.
You know, I make a little more than I make it as a butcher.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it cool?
Just a little bit more, yeah.
Well, Tracy, this is Randy. I just want to tell you once again how much we appreciate you and Greg and what you mean to the team. And it's just so great to have you back and working. And I know you've had some things happen, but you've never, ever quit. And I tell people all the time, you know, how to be successful in this business, just never, ever quit. And you exemplify that, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate Greg for standing by you, and your great friend of Pat and I's, and you're always welcome in our home.
Thank you very much, Randy. Love you guys both.
All right. We'll turn it back over to you, Mr. Moore.
You know what? A great testimony. That shows that if there's a will, there is a way with us to do this. God is good to all of us. He gives us the strength, the power if we go to him. But you know what? We've got a great company, but we've got one of the greatest teams in Legal Shield. I'm prejudiced. I know I think we have some of the greatest people there is. Folks, just remember this. Let's do what we've been doing, just keeping God first, keeping our family, and you're all our family now. I tell every new associate when I get to business, you've now become part of our family. Like it or not, you're part of our family now. So we appreciate you. So God, family, Legal Shield, God bless you all, and good night.
Good night, everyone.